a quick summary we did so far. We have all of these different psukim where it says you don't pay money. And it seems like they tell you you don't pay money, including when you kill somebody. So we already know Kalim B'dat Abnei from the Yos. So we're saying that all these psukim we're talking about, you shouldn't use money as a substitute. Rather than killing the person, let's use money. So we have one pasuk for mezid, let's say a kofer, one pasuk for shegig, that if you kill b'shegig, you have to go to golos, you can't pay with money. Then we put out a pasuk kol chedim, le'yachrim, which tells you the same thing, that you don't give money. You put it on top of it. You don't give money. So we said that a pasuk kol yachrim teaches that if somebody was being led to be killed, and somebody says erki alai, it doesn't mean anything because already it's not worth it. According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yechon Bruku, he says taki yikutze erech alai. What does he do with the pasuk? He says we need the pasuk that since we see that misa b'dei adam, but let's say misa b'dei adam, you could pay money if your shor kills somebody, and then we say what? Even though the Torah said you must abal, we say that you just give money. We would have thought the same thing applies to every misa. So we have an extra pasuk one to tell you that by strict misas you don't pay money. We would have thought only those kind of punishments for avedas where there's no kapara, there's no karma chattas, so since there's no leniency, if we can't pay money. But those avedas that you do get, what do you call it? You could bring a karma chattas, like Chilul Shabbos, so maybe whatever it is, so those kind of avedas you should also be able to give money for. So that's why you have the extra pasuk kol chedim. Pretty much we know that already from Ritzeach. The whole idea of Ritzeach, and kofer yushas all over, but there also we see that you cannot take kofer by, Ritzeach. Ritzeach, Shegi goes to Golos. So we see that there is a shegig punishment, and yet you don't give money. So we said, no, that's talking about where you kill b'shegig derech aliyah. If you kill derech aliyah, you don't go to galus. That's why you can't give money. How do you know derech aliyah? We do go to galus. So you cannot just give money to the family. So that's in the pasuk kol chedim. Freddy Gemara up to here, four lines on the top in Lamechev. Freddy Gemara, even b'derech yirida, where there is a shegig, we also know you cannot give money. So what do you need the pasuk kol chedim for? How do we know? I'm like, oh, how gufim in the ton of chizkin afke. We learned from another ton of chizkin. We learned before, Tanu v'chizki, a makke odom, we compare makke odom to makke behema. My makke behema is like if it struck a behema, loichi lakta, what makes absolutely, what's the dinner that you have to pay money? And it makes no difference how you did it, whether it's a shegi, whether it's a mezid, whether miskaven, lisha aim, miskaven, intentional, unintentional, bain dere chirida, whether it's dere chirida, so it's mamash a shegi, or dere chalia, which is a cut of the mezid. In all these cases, you don't say lepoitim, mom is exempt from money, elachai, it's chayv money. So af maka adam. So if you hit a person, loy techalak and loy, no difference between shaygi and mezid, bein miskabel and shemiskabel, bein derech yirida derech aliyah. In all these cases, you're not chayv money. Ela lepoitim mamon, you're potter mamon. So you see, even derech yirida, you're potter from mamon. So what do I need the pasuk kol chayin for? Ela marav b'chame, and you don't need it to tell me you can't say erech alai because the b'shmol hold you do. Ela marav b'chame, itzah. We need this. Adam, I would have thought. Hani mili, when do we say, no, you know what you for? Let's go back to the original pshat. Not that compensation or a substitution for death, I should be able to pay money, but rather back to the rules of Kamav Dirabine. What do I need another pasuk Kamav Dirabine? We already have the pasuk of Lo Yosin. Sagtam, I would have thought, and we have Gedi Shasi from Malkus. I would have thought, Hani mili, when all this talking about, Heicha desime es enoi vahogabo, in one blow, in one maise, I did two things. I blinded his eye, which I have to pay money for, and I ain't tachzayin, which is kesef, and I killed him. So we therefore, come now you have to pay. I will heicha the simas ein of a hod of rachem. One hand I blinded your eye; the other hand I killed you at the same time. Maybe in this case that's not loyos. Loyos, he gave one blow, and you caused her to die and to miscarry. But over here, you take it in at the same time to the same person, but two different blows: right hand and left hand. How do you know in this case? You say come drabbanei. That's why you need kol chedim leyachrim, but you don't pay money then. Omele rabbe, even for that, I don't need the pasuk kol chedim. Ha, nami meidach ton v'chizkiyah. I've learned another pasuk from the ton v'chizkiyah. It says the pasuk ayin tachas ayin. So v'dashin v'loy ayin v'nefer tachas ayin. You don't pay two things for one ma'isa for one time at one time. So you don't do an ayin and nefesh, money and nefesh. So again, I don't need kol chedim. Elam Ravashi, you know what you call chayin for? In Kamla Midrabane, we would have thought that when do we say Kamla Midrabane? When it's Misa and Mammon. But if it's Misa and Knas, Knas I don't really owe you anyway. The title is just Mechadish. Maybe I should have to pay it. That's why I need another Pasik. For Kamla Midrabane, the Pasik for Knas. Sorry, I would have thought, Hoyil the Chidush, which is Chidush, the whole thing, the idea of paying you the money is a Chidush. Ah, forgot to make the Mishal, not to pay, Kamar Shalom. Very model the rabbi we had a few days ago. Rabbi Taka holds that that there is no coming rabbi by Knas. The Amma Chidish who should chidish toy. That's why by Tavei Chamocher, Tavei Chamocher, you pay. Avagav the Mikdal, even though you got killed, Mishal, you pay. Hi kol chedim my overlay. What does he do with kol chedim? According to him, that Yitaka do pay knas because the chiddush. What does he do with kol chedim? According to Rishma Avner Shabruka, everything more must be that Savala Ketana Kama Rab Chanan Kavya. Obviously, Rabbi cannot hold like Rabbi Shmuel, who says that we don't that you could say Erech Halai. I hold like the first time that says you cannot say, and that's what the pasuk comes teach you. That kol chedim liyerchem. That if the guy is being about to be killed, and you say his Erech, I'm going to donate, it's meaningless because it's worthless.
What is this for? Only applies when you have the same action. Why does it have to be the same action?
With the case you learn from a woman, the case is from a woman. What happened there?
That's it.
In one blow, he killed her and her. So all we know is one blow. I know two blows at the same time. This Nida, we said before, you rape a Nida, the money goes to the Nida. By Tanakh, we're like a Nida, everyone agrees. The money goes to the father of the Nida. But what happened? She was engaged and then she got the divorce, but she was still a psula. She has to still be a psula. That's it. Once she became engaged, she forfeits her rights for a knas. The stigma is not so bad. Rabbi Kiva said, there's still a knas. Just because she was in this arsa, she's still a knas. However, Knossel Atzman no longer goes to the father, goes to herself. Why was Sunsi? Says the Gemara, my time, but the prisoner basically, why was it? So what? She got engaged, but she's still psula. It says in Pasig that if you found a person that, if a person has an encounter with a psula, it says in Pasig, Asher loy oirosa. Why does the Torah stress that she was not engaged? Obviously, because if she was engaged, I don't care if she's still psula, there's no knas. He dashes, you're right. It comes to alter a certain situation, and we know what alters. The knas still is. She's a psula. However, instead of the knas going to the father, it goes to her personally. If she was never engaged, the money goes to her father. She's engaged. She has certain independence. A modicum of independence, la asma, goes to herself. If you're going to dash in this way, what? That when we make a deal, not to cancel knas altogether, but that the knas goes to her and the father loses entitlements. If it's a nar, we dash in only a night of libya, once you're 12 and a half, there isn't. Instead of saying there's no knas at all, say there is knas, but it goes to her. Let's say that there is a knas, but goes to her. And the same thing to the other drasha. Psula, vlebula, once she's no longer psula. We dash in, there's no longer knas. Say there is knas, but it doesn't go to the father, it goes to her. Hachinam la'atzma, go to her. Ella legamri hachanami legamri. Obviously, just like over there we dash, and why it cancels the knas altogether if she's a bula, it cancels the knas if she's a begedes. Why doesn't it cancel the knas if she's a mureses? If she was engaged, it should cancel the knas. I'm not Akiva. Akiva says you have two words in the pasuk. You have loyarosam and you have the word psulim. So he says that the word psulim we take literally. I need it for another braisa. Now, this other braisa, Rabbi Kiva is going to contradict what he says in this Mishnah, and then we'll talk about it soon. Look at the Tanya, look at the braisa, Asher loy oirosa, that she was never engaged, prat, naira shenis arsa vinis gasha, if she wasn't engaged in a divorce and she's still a psula, she ain't la knas. Leave it up to God. We hold, she's no knas. What was the knas? Rabbi Kiva says, yesh la knas, but a knas will be here. Like nothing changed. In fact, the pasuk says loy arasa, and makes no difference loy arasa or arasa. Not like the Mishnah says the knas ends up with her. The knas ends up with the father. We'll see later how we're going to say it's two different Tanoim's version of Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Kiva continues, but hadin noisin, it even makes sense. It makes sense. The father is still entitled if she was engaged but got divorced. The father is still entitled to the knas. Why? The father has rights. If she gets engaged, who gets the money? The father. Even if she got engaged and then she got divorced, the next engagement, who gets the money? The father. As long as she slips sula. And she and the father entitled to the knas. Ma kesef kedusha, just like the knas of kedushin. Afa pishin esarsa, vinis gasha, ilavia, the father still entitled. Af kesef knasa, so to the knas. Afa pishin esarsa, vinis gasha, she was engaged and then divorced. Ilavia goes to the father. Nu se bezeim ke ma tamar leiman ashaloya rosa. Why in the world does the Torah say that she was not engaged when it makes absolutely no difference if she was engaged or wasn't, as long as she's still psula? The writing word, the key word here is psula. And think about a mufne. These words, Asher lo yiros, is taki extra to use as a shava to teach you something which we learned before from Meir Hapsulis. Rabbi Kiva learns it from here, which is how much money and what kind of money. Lahakish loy, to compare it, levaladin himen exe shava nemer. Can here it says, Asher lo yiros. Benemer, lahalam by Peter, by Mefata, it says, Asher lo yiros. Ma kan, was engaged. Ma kan nun, we know $50 says here, 50 by Aynes. Afla halnus, by Mefata, also we know that's $50. Uma lahalam, there it says, shkolim. They should do what Yishkoel. So we hear also Shkolim. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva does not take Asher Lo Yemer Asa literally. He uses it for Gzeir Shavu, but what he does take literally is Psula. How do you know which one? Rabbi Akiva, my chazit, why do you deem it fit? Asher Lo Yemer Asa is Gzeir Shavu. And Psula is Lemotivul, Psula, you take literally. Ema, let us say, Pumfaket, say Psula, Gzeir Shavu. Asher Lo Yemer Asa, Prat, and Nairish Asa Gasha. Why don't we say that psula is extra to teach Gzeir Shavu? Don't take psula literally. It means even bula, she's still entitled to her knas. However, take just maybe a baguette is not, but a psula bula is. And I shall also take literally as long as she's never engaged. The moment she's engaged, she forfeits her knas like Rabbi Yisak Lui. Aim a psula Gzeir Shavu. I shall also prat nashes arsa. Vinis gasha. So Gemara mistabra, it makes more sense. But Asher Lo Yemer Asa is like Gzeir Shavu. It makes more sense to use the Asher Lo Yemer Asa to say that's extra and use the Gzeir Shavu. Why? She had any kaida but not a psula. Because even though she was engaged, she still fits in with the other criteria. What's the other criteria of the pasuk? Psula. She's still a psula. So therefore, she's entitled to her knas. So why is it Asher Lo Yemer Asa? It must be extra to teach you Gzeir Shavu. Talking about how do you know? Adirabe faked. Psula. Adirabe faked. Psula, Ligzeda Shava, watch it all the way around. Let Psula be the extra word. Let it be that she was not engaged. Psula is the extra word because even though she's a Psula or a Ba'ula, as long as she's never engaged, she fits in that other criteria. Haina, which criteria is the more important one? That she was never engaged or that she's not that she's only a Psula? Says the Gemara, Mistabra, it makes more sense. The whole terrible tragedy is that you alter her situation. Ha ishta negufa, when she was a psula and then you rape her, you changed her physical body. So therefore, she should be receiving a knas or a father. So we'll take psula literally, but once she became a ba'ula, she's already changed anyway. So you're not going and changing anything. So in the case of a ba'ula, you're not really changing anything in her in a physical situation. So therefore, over there, it makes sense you have a knas. If she was just because she was engaged, her body physically hasn't changed. She's still a psula. So then, if you come and rape her, you change your body. So therefore, an engaged woman who's still a psula should be receiving knas. So therefore, why does the Tater then say engaged? Might have to come in, she's engaged, not engaged. As long as she's a psula, she gets knas. That's why it's extras for the Gzeir Shavu. That's not sure. It's more true. But it doesn't happen. Remember, be little shiny, it doesn't happen. A bull, we don't care. Oh, that because that's after.
Apply the same svara.
That's after. Here, every single time a psula the shtana gufa. There, maybe you will come fall pregnant, maybe won't fall pregnant. Freddy Mora, but Rabbi Yisak Lili, who does not learn anything, he actually takes everything literally, that if she's an Orusa, she forfeits a knas. How does she know $50? Hi, Svorim and Ola. How does he know? Nafkle, he learns it out from what we learned before. Midatanya, we learn. Kesev, Yishkol, you should take money. Kimoyan Apsulas, like the dowry of girls. She is there. Kimoyan Apsulas. Moyan Apsulas, Kazer. They learn from each other. Says the Gemara, Kashya, Rabbi Akiva. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that there is knas, it goes to the father, it goes to her. And in the Braise, it says there's knas, it goes to the father. And for the Gemara, today, Tanoya, Libra, Rabbi Akiva, it's not a problem. Two Tanoim, Agur, Rabbi Akiva actually said. Says the Gemara, let's analyze further. Bish, Leimer, Rabbi Akiva, the Mas Nisin, who says that what? He says that the Tater said, Ashaloyerasa, because if there was an Ashaloyerasa, something did change. Okay, you still give a knas, but the change is instead of the knas going to the father, it goes to her. So therefore, the Tater mentioned Asher Lo Yemer Asa. But in the way the Braisa learns, nothing changed whether Lo Yemer Asa or not. The Tater says Lo Yemer Asa, and you're completely taking it out of context. Even if it's Lo Yemer Asa, there's knas, and it goes to the father, which is my mother. But this in Lo Yemer Gzeir Shavu Mafka the Kramit Pasha Gami. The Gzeir Shavu is like canceling completely the pshat in the pasuk. We do make a change. The pasuk saying she wasn't Lo Yemer Asa, because if she was Lo Yemer Asa, the knas goes to her instead of the father. Okay. El Rabbi Kiva the Braisa asks the Shavu Mafke me Pasha Gamri. Omra Rabbi Nachmanis says Kodi Be Asher Lo Yemer Arusa. Read it that what that she's not an arusa, not that she was never engaged. Where does it say in the Torah divorced? We threw in that she was engaged and then got divorced. Read the Torah literally that she's not engaged right now, because if she's engaged right now, there is no knas. Freddy Gemara obviously no knas. Arusa Baskili. Of course there's no knas. What do we learn till now? Come to the rabbinah. If you get killed, there's no knas. So of course, if you take the pasuk literally, Asher Lo Yemer Arusa, that right now, currently she's not engaged, I don't need the Torah to tell me that if she's not engaged, because if she is engaged, you don't have to pay the money. Of course you don't pay the money. come with Rabbanai. So your name. Salgam, I would have thought, Hoyil the Chidishu, not like Rabbah. I would have thought that since this Knas is a Chidish, a Chidish, a Toyde, the Knas, I forgot the Mikhtal Mishalom. I would have thought that even though you get killed, maybe you should still pay the Knas. The Toyde tells you, Ashaloy Erosa, because of Erosa, there's no Knas anymore. Come with the Rabbanai. And the Toyde teaches you, come with the Rabbanai Knas. Very much, the Rabbah, Rabbah holds Taka, there is no coming by Knas. How does he read the Pasuk on the Kiva? Well, Rabbah, the Omer Chidishu, a Chidish, a Toyde Knas, I forgot the Mikhtal Mishalom. You do pay. My Ikal Amemer. What are you going to say? How are you going to read the puzzle? It cannot be Asher Lo Yirasa. Currently, she's not engaged. Because even she's engaged, you still have to pay. And then Solo Kima Sisin. He taka doesn't learn. He keeps the Braisel and keeps the Mishnah. And Asher Lo Yirasa means that she wasn't engaged and then divorced. And because if she was engaged and divorced, there has been a change. The money goes to her rather than the father. Tonu Rabbami learned Knosa Lemi. Who gets the Knas? Lavia. The Knas goes to the father. The Yesh Aymirim, and others say La'atzma, that the Knas goes to her. What do you mean the Knas goes to her? La'atzma, why? Why does the Knas go to her? What do you mean? This discussion here is talking about this Braisa. What do you mean? Why would a Braisa say the Knas goes to her when the Torah clearly says La'vi Anayda? Omer Abchizda says Hocha Benayda Shenis Arsav and his Garsha Skim. Talking about a Anayda that was engaged. And they got divorced. And the machlekes and the braisa is like between Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Kiva, exactly what we had on Mishnah. The plukta, the Rabbi Kiva, the masnitsim, Rabbi Kiva, the braisa. Or Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, the braisa. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says that the money goes to her. Kiva in the braisa says the money goes to the father. Rabbi Yaisi said there's no money at all, changing hands, if she was once in the sarsa. Rabbi Kiva says definitely there's money. Question is who? So the Mishnah says it goes to her, and the braisa says it goes to the father. Omer Rabbi says, Abaye, bo'oleh, what happened? Abaye says where he had before as well. What happens that you had relations, that you were raped or you were father to her, and then Vamesa, before you had a chance to go to Bezin, she died. The question is, does the father still collect? So we learned before, Potter is Potter, because Shanema, and the Potter says, V'nosan lavi hanayda, that the Naida is still alive, and then the father is entitled to the money. V'loy lavi mesa, but if she died, she forfeits her money. And obviously there's no Yerusha, because there ain't other Meidish Knas. So Knas is not something in Yerusha, and it ends. That's what Abai says the Gemara. Milsa. Who dies?
The person who did it.
If
packing out the eye, dies at that time. So if we ask the question about, common law.
Yeah, but there's Mammon there.
The Mammon to whom? When you pack
Mammon, you always pay a Yershim. There's Sheves, there's Tzad, there's Ripu, all these things. Knas, this is... Okay, yeah, whatever, yeah.
You've got to pay for Vaya.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, Milsa, the Pshila Bai, that would Abai was so convinced that once she died, the father collects no more. The boy, Rava Rava, actually has a question. The Gemara tells us the following. Famous Gemara, the boy, Rava Rava, has a question. Yesh Bagger Bekever, Ain Bagger Bekever. The story's like this. If a Naida was raped or seduced, and before they went to Bezin, she became a Begetis. If she became a Begetis, the money no longer goes to the father, she goes to her, because now she's a Begetis, collects as a Begetis. The money goes to her. So the question is, what happens? She died. Does she continue growing after she died? Let's say if she was 12 and 4 months. It took 3 months to find a Bezin. Here's the case. Do we say that she continued maturing in the cave, and now she's a Bagaris? So the father is no longer entitled to the money or not. Yes, Bagar Bekever, ain't Bagar Bekever.
I mean, that's the old question.
Well, Susie,
I'm thinking somebody promises a cob, and becomes rich, and becomes poor.
Yeah.
Do you make it the time he promised, and the time he's paid?
Okay. Now, what's a chilek is, if there's a bagger bekever, the father's no longer entitled, and then what? Somebody spells it out. Yes, bagger bekever, maybe bekever. Do we say, yes, bagger bekever, there is a bagger bekever. So the father, now that she's a begetter, the father's no longer entitled, the b'no, how he goes to her son. Taisa already asked, ain't other meidish kanasal b'no, how can he go to son? So Taisa really asked, well, the answer is, we're not talking about the kadas part. Remember, there's other things that have to be paid as well. The tzad and the shevis and the boishis, does the son get it? Or Dilma, ain't bagger bekever, if he has to go to the father.
How can she have
a... She had for a month, for a few days. Oh, the Gemara will talk about it. That's the next Gemara. Freddy Gemara. How can she have a kid? Well, Tani Rabibi Kamed Rav Nachman. We learned already in Sechli Vamis. Sholosh Noshim. That three women. Mishamshin B'moich. That three women that are allowed to be Mishamish with a Moich. The way Rashi, now Rashi, he learns B'moich B'shas Maisa. Not like yesterday he learned, you put it afterwards. But Taisa learns it, it's talking about afterwards. Interesting. that three women allowed to be mishamash b'mayich, and what's the problem with mishamash b'mayich? Because hashchas hazera, you're causing the husband to be mashchas hazera. Machleik is showing whether she's allowed afterwards. It take it out, you know, use it afterwards, because it she'll have a responsibility to make sure the husband is not al eitzel avoni, but something else and so on. But so these three women are allowed. Rashi says they're allowed to, and Teza says every woman. No, but according to Rashi, that everyone else is not allowed to, because hashchas is that. According to Teza, the Teza learned not that they're allowed to, that they must. Everyone else is allowed to because they have no mitzvah puravu. And the way Teisa learns is afterwards, it's not a problem. Mashen came, here we're talking about these three girls must, because it's a cosmic fashas. Who are the three girls? Eiling, Tana, a young girl, chas v'shal, if she becomes pregnant, she can endanger her life, so therefore she should wear a meich. Or Mubeda, she's already pregnant, we don't want her to damage the original child that's in the original fetus. Umenika, if she's nursing, she'll lose her milk, and then the child will die. Ktana, what's the problem with Ktana? Shemetisaba, she might fall pregnant, but Tama, she will die. Me Ubed is pregnant. Woman Shemetasa, Ubra, sandal, she'll turn, she'll squeeze the other fetus that's inside the thing, I'll turn into a fish, which is called a sandal. It'll squeeze and it's very skinny. And Manika, Shemetigmuzbana, she might lose the Kamuzbana, and she might lose the milk, she wants to nurse a child anymore. Now, the Ezuhi Ktana, what age Tana do we say we encourage or we say we insist you have to use a moich? Is mebas achas esrei shana v'yemechad between the age of 11 at shteim esrei shana until the age of 12. Pachim, under 11, we don't care because you'll never fall pregnant. Under 11 years old, you don't fall pregnant. We were talking about yesterday. The yesir al kain, and more than 12 years old, misha mezik adar kid, it's no longer sakana. V'hoi leches, divir ameir. So there's a whole age between 11 and 12. Oh, no, 11 to 12. Even between 11 and 12, she can continue normal life. Why? She just behaves naturally. The Eibishter will take care of her already. It says in Pasuk Tehillim that the Eibishter will watch over all the fools. Now, so the question is, how, since between 11 and 12 you can't fall pregnant, we don't allow her to put this meich, how in the world is she going to have a child to Yashner when she's 12 and 3 months old? How's that going to happen? Tell me, no, as soon as she became 12, that's when she fell pregnant. She gave birth to Kishinaira while she was still a Naira. We know that the entire period of a Naira is between 12 and 12 and a half. That entire period is only 6 months. If you can tell me any more, who told you that a Naira is only 6 months? A Naira starts at 12, but you have to reach the next stage of puberty. Maybe some people at 6 months, minimum of 6 months, maybe somebody takes a year. So maybe she's possible for her to conceive when she's a Naira, but this particular girl didn't reach puberty, full puberty, until she's 13. So she gave birth somewhere in that year. It's not less than 6 months. But it could be more than 6 months, it could be 9 months, 10 months. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, Ein Bein Ella. And we know there's a rule. When it says Ein Bein Ella, it means exactly this. No more and no less. It's exactly 6 months. So how can you ever have a child? So we go back to what's the question. This is Rava's question. This is the first version, the two versions of his question. First version is, Yez Bagid Bekevet, and therefore Upoka Av. So therefore, the father no longer entitled. The question is whether the father loses entitlement, doesn't lose entitlement. that's the question. Whether the father loses entitlement, we're not talking about children. Forget the children business. You're right, it's not shaykh to have children. The question is, does the father lose his entitlement or does the father not lose his entitlement? Because by the time the kills the bezin, she became a bagger. And if that's the question, that has nothing to do with what Abaye was talking about. Abaye said was that if you had relations with her and then she died, what do you call it? There's no more knas. That's not the Rava's talking about that she died and then she continued, not straight away the Shaila. Shaila's 2 months later, she became a Begeris, then you go to court. Shaila's yes, Baga Bekeva. Nothing to do with Abaye's question. However, Abaravashi Boyle, this is how he understood the Rava's question. Hochi. Misa oisa bagger, so oisa bagger. The moment she died, do we say it's like a bagger? And just like a bagger, it no longer goes to the father. So the moment she died, let's say she's only 12 years old in 2 months, and she was raped. And the next day, she died. It's as if she became a bagetis in this second, and therefore there's no more knas or not. That's exactly Abaye. So that which Abaye said for certain, as soon as she died, the father forfeits. Rava has a question. Does the father forfeit or not? They went to court 3 days later. She's not a bagetis yet, but she died. Do we treat Misa like a bagetis or not? That's the Shaila. Teiku. Okay, we'll stop here.